Cannabis, yes, it has been legal for over 18 months, but many consumers are choosing not to buy their supply from legal shops. Between 60 and 70% of consumers still choose to buy their cannabis supply from, you got it, the black market. Jennifer Donnan is a faculty member with the School of Pharmacy at Memorial University. She and her team want to know about the factors that inform that choice. She joins me live by phone this morning. Good morning, Ms. Donnan.
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining the VOCM Morning Show. I have to ask, because it really doesn't make sense. The legalization, you would think it would take people to the legal supply chain. So tell me about your research.
Yeah, we are doing, some policy evaluation work around cannabis legalization here in the province. And one aspect of that is to really look at what drives choices for consumers. Because, like you said, we know on a national level about 60 to 70% of Canadians who still purchase from the black market. And, you know, obviously there is a significant number who purchase from the regulated market. And we want to know what drives both of those decisions. What makes people go to those regulated markets versus the black market and vice versa.
And now I'm going to ask you to speculate. Going into the research, like, what factors do you think would be influencing the choice to continue to buy from a black market source?
Well, we know, cost is obviously a big factor. So, I mean, that's been shown in a number of other research studies, and we suspect that's still probably one of the biggest factors. Other people and other research has speculated that, you know, the scarcity of locations or supply could be big factors, but at almost 2 years out now, we think those issues have kind of worked themselves out. So we know there's got to be other issues out there and other factors that really influence those decisions. So we're hoping to find whatever those are, but we're thinking things like existing relationships with retailers. We know quality is an issue, but we don't really know what quality means. I think it could mean different things to different people. So trying to dig a little bit deeper into those issues is what we're going to look to do.
And what are your initial thoughts on why so much cannabis is coming from the black market? Like, could it be packaging, or is it the warnings? What's driving it?
Yeah, no, I definitely think those are part of it, too. And so I think, you know, this work that we're doing, we're looking at doing some focus groups and interviews with people who purchase to just identify the list and see if we can get a sense of what's most important. I think packaging is huge. Warning labels are sometimes off-putting. I mean, they're necessary, but there might be ways that we can modify those things. So learning about what impacts those choices, is it the labeling, is it the warnings, can really help, you know, refine policy to make it, you know, better for all purchasers.
And why is it something that you're delving into? Why do you want to know more on the topic?
We're only just not even 2 years out post-legalization, and there's just so much that I think we need to learn to make, you know, this successful, to really meet government's objectives and goals for protecting the health and safety of the population, as well as, you know, creating a more regulated environment. And so I think it's just really important that at this stage, there's just so many lessons that can be learned to, you know, just help improve that overall process. And so, this is just part of the work we're doing to help learn about, you know, the impacts of this cannabis legalization so far.
And what does the black market look like these days? Because before legalization, I had this image of, you know, I don't know, some shady person in a dark alley. I don't know. What does it look like now?
Well, I think we'll learn a little bit more about that as well in our focus groups. But I get the impression that it's certainly a lot more professional and, you know, it's not, I think, the typical images that you might conjure up in your head, but certainly a lot more professional and organized environment out there, because people, you know, they need to get the business away from those regulated markets. So they need, you know, I think that the black market has also changed to in response to,
yeah, maybe
to
more online options.
And definitely more online options as well, yeah.
And Ms. Donnan, are you looking for people to join the focus groups?
Yes, so we're looking for people right across the province. You know, we want adults, so 19 years of age and older, people who have purchased sometime in the last 12 months, they have a recent purchase history, And we prefer not to have a cannabis retailer. We're just looking right from the people who are the purchasers. So we're recruiting. They can contact us by email. So we have an email, canevale@mun.ca. Or by phone, 864-3587. And all people who participate will also get a $20 gift card.
Now then, you'll be paid. Will people who weigh in on this who are partaking in the black market, will they be penalized in any way?
No. So, I mean, as researchers, we're definitely keeping information confidential and anonymous. Of course, when we do focus groups, there's going to be other people hearing comments that are shared. So if individuals are uncomfortable with that, they can arrange to have a one-on-one interview. But certainly everything we collect is anonymous, and even as we report, you know, it's using study IDs or things like that. So it's not, no individuals are identified.
And how will it all shake out? How will you use the findings?
Well, this is the first step in kind of a multi-phase study. So this time we're just trying to look at what factors, what's the most important, and then we're going to be putting that into a specialized survey that'll help us actually measure how important some of these factors are. So, for example, like you said, if we find packaging is really off-putting and is equally as important as price, then you can see how informative that could be for you know, policy change and refinement. So measuring that is the next step so that we can really get a clear picture on the most important factors that influence choice.
And Ms. Donnan, I know that we're going to help you get recruits for the focus group. The number is 864-3587. And can you give me the email address?
Yep, it was canevale@mun.ca.
Perfect. I'll tweet that out. Anything I'm missing as it pertains to your findings?
I don't think so. I mean, this has been wonderful just to get the news out there. And I really appreciate the time on the show today.